Right. Who out of the young people that are here today can tell me what special day it is today? Okay. Yep. What day is it today? Father's Day. Very good. Now, what are we going to do? We're going to have a bit of a team challenge this morning. So who has brought their dads with them today? Whose dads are here? Excellent. Right. I can see three people from the youth organisations who've got their hands up. So what I'd like you to do is I'd like the three of you to come up to the front, but I'd like you to bring your dads with you as well. So what I'd like is for the young people to come and sit on this side here, on these chairs, and the dads to sit on that side. So, Connor, come sit over here. So what we're going to do is we're having a bit of a quiz challenge, and it's going to be children versus fathers. Now, you guys out there, feel free to join in as well. There might be some answers that you know that these guys don't. What I'm going to do is just introduce everyone to you first. So we'll start over here. So what's your name?
I'm Kirsty.
You're in the Brownies, is that right?
Yeah. We're from the same school.
You're from the same school. Which school is that?
Jayside.
That's the best school. Okay, what's your name?
Sadie.
We should know that because we just sang happy birthday to you, didn't we? And your name?
Connor.
And which group are you in?
Boys Brigade.
You're in the Anchor Boys, aren't you? In the Boys Brigade. Excellent. Okay, your name?
Kingsley.
And who are you competing against?
Mercedes.
What's your name?
Andy.
And you're competing against?
Kirsty.
And your name?
Martin.
So that must leave Connor.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll see how they do. So I'm going to need your help to keep score, because I'm not very good at counting. And also to cheer the teams on. So let's have, just to practice, a cheer for the dads. Yay. Should we try that again? A cheer for the dads.
Yay.
And a cheer for the children.
Yay.
Excellent. Right, the way this is going to work is I've got a few questions to ask you. You're allowed to confer in your teams and talk about what you think the answer is. If you guys think you know the answer, or you shout out the word children, and then I'll come to you. So you need to shout as loud as you can so we can all hear you. And if you guys know the answer, you need to shout out fathers, and I'll come to you. Okay, so the first question is, if I mixed yellow and blue paint together, what colour would I get?
Purple.
Oh, come over here.
Purple.
No, yellow and blue paint. So we'll come to the children.
Blue.
No.
Yellow.
So, hang on, we'll come out to the congregation. Go, what's the answer? Green. Excellent. So that's a point to the congregation. Right, second question. What is the name of the first book in the Bible? Oh, come over here.
Genesis.
Genesis. That's points of the fathers. Well done. Right. For this next question, can you all see that screen down there?
Yep.
I need you to look at that screen. There's going to be a picture coming up, and I need you to tell me who this is. What do you need to shout out?
Children.
Okay. I think we've got a very keen answer here. So what's the answer?
Harry Styles.
Very good. Point to the children. So now I think the fathers have 1 point, the children have 1 point, and the congregation have 1 point as well. Next question. What is the name for the small yellow creatures who featured in the Despicable Me films and have their own film coming up next week? Hang on. Who do you think I should go to? All right. Wow. Then we'll go to the children. Right, Midian's. Very good. That's a point to the children. 1 second. Okay, so now the children are ahead on 2 points. The dads have one, and the congregation have one.
Children are winning.
Children are winning. Very good. Right, next question. Who has this week been announced as one of the new hosts of Top Gear? Oh, come over to the fathers. He watches.
Chris Evans.
Chris Evans, very good. Points to the fathers. Excellent. Right, next question. Who usually lives at number 10 Downing Street? Oh, right, let's go over here. Okay, what do you think the answer is?
George Osborne.
Not George Osborne, no. So we come over to the children. Who do you think it is?
Donald the Duck.
Donald the Duck. Well, some might say, but... Okay, we'll go out to the congregation. Anyone know the answer?
Donald the Duck.
Okay, yep. David Cameron, yes, the Prime Minister. So, that's another point to the congregation. They're in danger of winning here. Okay, the children have 2 points, the dads have 2 points, and the congregation have 2 points. So this is the deciding question. So, it's a maths question. This question is, what is 8 times 6?
Would
you have to shout out? Would you have to shout out first? How much time should we give it?
40. No, it's 48.
Let me just check. I forgot what the question was. 48, yes, that's good. Well done. So that's a point to the children. So that means the final scores are the congregation and the dads are tied on 2 points. The children are the winners with 3 points. So, well done to the children. Now, unfortunately, I don't have a prize as such, but you get to know that you're cleverer than your dads. So there you go. Thank you, everyone. Free to sit down. So that quiz was just a bit of fun, obviously. We can see from that quiz that there are some things that the children knew, some things that the dads know. And our dads know a lot of things, don't they? Although I guess even they will probably admit that they don't know absolutely everything. They are very clever people, though, and I'm sure there are often things that they know that we as children don't necessarily want them to know. So who... Out of the children here, who has ever tried to hide something from their dad so they wouldn't get into trouble, but their dad found out anyway? See how many owned up to it? There you go, I'll put my hand up. But they're very clever, aren't they, our dads? Not a lot will get past them. But as well as our dads, our fathers here on earth, we also have a very wonderful Heavenly Father, which is God. And after we sing our next song, we're going to hear a bit about him in our Bible reading and think about that a bit. Okay, we now come on to our Bible reading, which is from Romans chapter 8, which I believe Abby is going to read for us.
So then, my brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but it is not to live as our human nature wants us to. For if you live according to your human nature, you are going to die. But if by the Spirit you put to death your sinful actions, you will live.
Those who are led by God's Spirit are God's children. For the Spirit that God has given you does not make you slaves and cause you to be afraid. Instead, the Spirit makes you God's children. By the Spirit's power, we cry out to God, Father, my Father. God's Spirit joins himself to our spirits to declare that we are God's children. Since we are his children, we will possess the blessings he keeps for his people, and we will also possess with Christ what God has kept for him. For if we share Christ's suffering, we will also share his glory.
So in that reading that we just had from Romans chapter 8, we heard just a bit about what God can do for us. God has given us the gift of his Holy Spirit as a guide for our lives. And if we're led by the Holy Spirit, God calls us his children and he is our heavenly Father. And like an earthly father, God loves us, he cares for us, he listens to us, he's there to comfort us in times of need and celebrate with us in times of joy. And although believing in God doesn't always necessarily guarantee us a perfect life without problems, this reading does tell us that if we trust in him, we will also have the opportunity to share in God's glory, and that is a promise. And we had a bit of fun earlier on with our quiz. There's a bit of competition between some of the dads here and their children. And although our dads might not know all of the answers, God, our Heavenly Father, is all-knowing. He has a perfect plan for each one of us, and if we let his Holy Spirit, which is given to us, live in us, he has great things in store for each and every one of us. And as we think of or spend time with our dads on this Father's Day, let us also take time to thank God for all the great things that he has done as our Heavenly Father. And just to finish, there's a short Bible verse which hopefully will be coming up on the screen. This is a verse which comes from Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. I don't know how well you can see it, but it says, For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And this verse was true for the people who God was speaking to at the time, and it's true for all of us today. If we let God, our Heavenly Father, be a part of our lives, then great things will surely follow.